This is our number.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It is a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. So it's just chastised a little bit, in a nice way, in a constructive way, by Nicole. Because she said, man, you're kind of a downer today. And I guess I am, because I'm very sad right now. And Nicole said, you can't be like that on the radio. So I
guess wow. I just said out. For the whole show.
Well, I know, but I'm going to get it out of my system right now.
Okay,
I'm
good.
So, as I've mentioned, I have an underlying condition that I don't care to talk about. But my girls have been very careful about, being around me during this whole COVID thing. And so today is my youngest daughter's birthday. So I called her and wished her a happy birthday and said, hey, I know we talked about Thanksgiving. What are you guys thinking? Because she and her and my middle daughter, they live with friends and they're social. My middle daughter's birthday is tomorrow and they're doing things for their birthday. And they are probably going to do stuff this weekend. And they don't know if they could get tested in quarantine and come out here for Thanksgiving next week. And so they said, we're probably just going to do Thanksgiving separate. Which I appreciate because they're doing it to take care of me. But there was a part of me that was thinking, this will be the first time in my life that I'm not with all my girls on Thanksgiving. And that breaks my heart. And I still don't know if all this is legit. I don't know if we're doing something that is medically for health reasons necessary, or if this is a bit of a scam because our government is greatly exaggerating the dangers. When they say we have a spike right now in coronavirus and those at risk have to minimize all the concerns. And then, have you been checking the text messages, Nicole? Because
yes,
they're split almost right down the middle. Some people say life is too short. Of course I'm going to see my adult kids at Thanksgiving. And then about half the people are saying, no, it's only 1 year and you can not be with everybody for 1 year so you can stay healthy for the next 20 or 30 years. And I guess I'm frustrated right now because I, honest to goodness, don't know who or what to believe with all the information that's coming in. But I just don't believe Jay Inslee, and I don't believe most government officials. And yet, I recognize that we have a spike and that I don't want to get coronavirus. And so it's, I tell you what, though, it's emotionally, it's horrible. And I'm sorry if that's been seeping its way into my whole tone for the show, but I think a lot of people are feeling this right now.
I agree. A lot of people are feeling it. I think it's one of the, going to Vegas last weekend, I had a trip planned this weekend and I've canceled that trip because the anxiety really wasn't worth it. It kind of ruins things. And at this point I'm just kind of saving up my time. So I'm saving up. I'm going to go on the trip that I was supposed to go on this weekend. I'm going to go on in February, hopefully. And then there won't be so much anxiety and you can absorb it more. So as far as Thanksgiving goes, it's just a day in November and you can move that day, that family dinner part of it to February, like I am. And then it's your family, it's time with them. It's not the specific Thursday in November.
Yeah,
that's just an excuse.
It's that specific day.
No, that's the tradition part of it. But the actual hanging out, spending time, eating with family can be done on other days.
Well, but there's one other huge factor. There's one other huge factor. My middle daughter is the best at lighting the Christmas tree, which we do on Thanksgiving night. And if she's not here, I'm horrible at that. And so I'm going to lose my best electrician on Thanksgiving Day. And I have to take that into account, too.
You're really focusing on the little things that I understand.
No.
You know, make the big thing for you.
I'm focusing on family and tradition and love and each other. And I don't like that government is tearing that away from us.
Well, I mean, it's a virus that's tearing it away from. And regardless of it's blown out of proportion or not, it's you want to stay safe and healthy and your daughter's want to keep you safe and healthy. So they're making a choice for you, not against, not because they want to ruin your Thanksgiving this year, but they want to keep you healthy. And
I know, but I'm not even sure about the risk factors. You know, you got the governor of California. We'll get into this in a few minutes, but Gavin Newsom tells everybody you can't have any dinner gatherings of more than five people. And then he goes to a huge dinner party for a lobbyist's 50th birthday. And so the government officials who are telling us how to live our lives, they don't even abide by those rules themselves. And I want to know, is Jay Inslee, are they truly only going to have five or fewer at their family Thanksgiving? You know, he's got kids, he's got grandkids. Are they going to abide by that? Or is this just what they mandate to all of us? I know when they were telling us that weddings, we couldn't go to weddings, we can't have weddings. I know there was a big Inslee family wedding last summer. And so I don't trust them. And I don't want to alter my life based on what they're telling us right now.
That's why I think you should make a decision based on your gut. And that was my trip. I was planning to go yesterday. I canceled it last night, not because anybody told me to cancel it. I just, you know, there was a lot of things that kept building up to probably shouldn't go because it was going to cause me more stress. I wouldn't enjoy it. And, you know, staying home made more sense. And like I said, if you bring your daughters in, everybody's going to be thinking about the stupid virus. Everybody's going to be on edge and have high anxiety for a week before and a week after. And instead, you just push it back a couple months. And I'm confident you'll still be here in a couple months. Not that that's, you know, something everybody's guaranteed. Right. But I think that, you know, it's
but
not
what
worth
you're
it sometimes.
Describing. What you're describing is what they want. They control us through fear. And they've convinced my kids that we have to be apart. And I'm telling you, the underlying motivation of so much of what's going on is to tear apart the traditional Western nuclear family and family holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas. I know a lot of people don't want to accept this, but that is part of the platform of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. They want to tear apart the families because the less we have families to rely on, the more they hope that we'll have to rely on government and everybody else to take care of us. And so I think all of this is dramatically exaggerated to try to tear apart family tradition, family holidays, because there is a stated, a written desire to destroy families.
Well,
and that's part
of
what this whole Marxist thing's about.
We're talking about Thanksgiving here. When we get to Christmas, I might change my opinion on this completely because Christmas is way above Thanksgiving for me. So I could change it up, but I also think I agree with you on some of that, but there, you know, if you want to have a Thanksgiving, then put up a tent on your porch and have dinner outside. I think that there's a way to do something, but if you, you know, I think that, I don't know. Yeah. I don't let them have power. They're not controlling my decisions. I'm controlling my decisions.
You're controlling all of us. You canceled.
It's a calculated risk.
You were going
risk.
To go to Palm Springs. You just told me this morning, because I thought you were off Thursday and Friday this week. And you just told me this morning that you canceled a Palm Springs trip with friends because of this. So when you say they don't have control over us, that obviously they do, because that's why you canceled.
No, I canceled because it was getting complicated. But... But yeah, I mean, there's some fear of a virus. I mean, yeah, I do think the virus exists. So of course, it's a calculated risk. So if Christmas is more important than the risk, then you decide differently, maybe. But right now, the risk versus reward wasn't enough for me. And you know, California's locked down too. I wasn't going to be able to do anything while I was there, for the most part. So there just wasn't, it just wasn't worth it, but they're not, Inslee is not making me cancel it. I'll tell you that.
Okay. The listeners,
I still went to Vegas last weekend.
Listeners are overwhelmingly against me. I'm looking at the text message.
Oh, I saw, you know, Nicole doesn't know what she's talking about. So maybe we're both looking for each other's names.
Will you guys please step in and get Dory off the ledge? I love the guy. He's totally crazy, but I do love the guy. Another person says, leave the crazy conspiracy theories alone. We do not want to destroy families. If our families get COVID and die, that will destroy families. Okay, that's one I will absolutely push back on. To say that the growing political power does not want to destroy families is to be absolutely ignorant of the fact that Black Lives Matter, Antifa, they have a stated goal. It's in writing that they want to destroy the traditional Western nuclear family. And whether people want to acknowledge this or not, they have become the mainstream of the party that's in control of our region and is taking control of our country. And anybody who says that destroying the family is not part of the political agenda has not been paying attention. It's in writing. It's documented that that's their stated goal. And so don't tell me that tearing apart families is not one of the goals of what's going on here. So let me give you an example of what we're talking about here. So the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, he's somebody who said that you can't go out to dinner. You cannot have people from different families gathering. And it turns out a couple of weeks ago, Gavin Newsom, when he was telling all Californians, you cannot go out to dinner and you can't have large gatherings, he went out to a big, huge dinner for a lobbyist who's a good buddy of his, who was having a 50th birthday party. And there were lots and lots of people there, and Gavin Newsom defied the order that he's given to Californians. And today, he released his apology. And it's one of the most pathetic things I've ever heard. And it's proof that our politicians do not believe what they're trying to mandate upon all of us. He says, oh yeah, we did it because this guy was a really close friend.
A few weeks ago, I was asked to go to a friend's 50th birthday. My wife and I, a friend that I've known for almost 20 years and a friend that had put a lot of time and energy into his 50th birthday.
Oh, he put a lot of time and energy into planning his 50th birthday at one of the most exclusive restaurants in the world called the French Laundry in San Francisco. So, I mean, if somebody puts a lot of time and energy, then we shouldn't have to abide by the rules that we impose on the little people. But he says he made a bad decision.
Program started at 4:00. It was one of those early reservations. I got there a little bit late at 4:30. And as soon as I sat down at the larger table, I realized it was a little larger group than I had anticipated. And I made a bad mistake. Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up and walked back, got in my car, and drove back.
Okay, I'm sorry, but what a load of garbage. He was hoping that nobody would hear about it. He never thought about standing up and walking away and getting in his car and abiding by the rules that he's telling all the people of his state they need to abide by. He was just hoping he wouldn't be caught. And he was caught. So now he's just making up all of these unbelievably transparent lies as to why it's good for him but not good for us.
To my house. Instead, I chose to sit there with my wife and a number of other couples that were outside the household. And you can quibble about the guidelines, et cetera, but the spirit of what I'm preaching all the time was contradicted, and I got to own that. And so I want to apologize to you because I need to preach and practice, not just preach. And not practice. And I've done my best to do that.
What? He needs to preach and practice, but he doesn't practice what he preaches, but he should practice what he preaches. And what a slime. What an absolute slime this guy is. But this is what's going on right now. Our politicians are telling us they have to control our lives, but they refuse to control their lives.
We're all human. We all fall short sometimes. We've been out, and I think for three times since, in fact, I know it's been three times because I remember all of those dinners very, very vividly since February, just three times, twice with my wife by myself outdoors, and then this one occasion with a larger group. And there were just a few extra people there than the spirit of what I am promoting. And so if we're going to minimize mixing, you got to own up to that.
Oh, man, I got to take a shower. There were just a few extra people beyond the spirit of what he's promoting. In other words, they couldn't care less, and they thought they were above what they're telling all the people. And he also kept saying it was at 4 o'clock. Like 4 o'clock was some special time when the coronavirus doesn't strike.
I just want folks to know that. Paid for our dinner, and we, we had an early dinner, but didn't matter. I shouldn't have been there. I should have turned back around. And so when that happens, you pay the price, but you also own the mistake, and you don't ever make it again. And you have my word on that.
Oh, what a slime. Gavin Newsom is a slime. So he's been telling people how they must live their lives. He refuses to live his life in that manner. And when he gets caught, he has all kinds of pathetic excuses as to why he should be forgiven. So why shouldn't all of us violate what they tell us? If they're violating all of their mandates, why shouldn't we? Why should business owners abide by all of this? Why should families abide by all of this? You going to let somebody like that tell you how to live your life? Because that's pathetic. If the day we let someone like Gavin Newsom tell you and me how we should live our lives. Jay Inslee, for that matter, too. All right, that there. I've got a lot more to get to. That's the first part of your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast Stories, Fastest 15.
To tell you what, since I spent so much time whining about my personal situation, we have a second 15 all set to go. We'll do it right after the news. It's the Dory Monson Show. Rolls on. Wow. We are getting flooded with text messages. Now I'd say it's about 50-50. People who agree with me that government is overblowing the risk, and people who think I'm selfish for wanting to have my family together for Thanksgiving, and that it's only one day in one year, which is exactly what they want you to think. So I got to recalibrate the whole Thanksgiving dinner thing, too. So you're going to be with your parents on Thanksgiving, Nicole, now that you canceled your Palm Springs trip this weekend?
Well, so I just got back from Vegas, so I'm getting COVID tested today, and then I probably won't see anybody but them until Thanksgiving. So I'll probably see them that weekend because they're helping me move. But yeah, I'll see them. But I'm not going.
You're going to quarantine for the next week.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you know, I might still go to the grocery store, that type of thing, but I will be very, very safe with masks and all that stuff.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like
it's not full quarantine.
Yeah. I went to the grocery store late last night, had my mask on. I have to recalibrate Thanksgiving dinner now. See, here's the thing. A few years ago, we had not only all three of our daughters, but my oldest, she was engaged at the time. I don't even know if they were engaged yet. It's her boyfriend at the time. And then my two younger daughters had guys who they weren't dating, but were just good friends and didn't have any place for Thanksgiving. So everybody came to our house. So we ended up with a big gathering of our girls and guy friends, and I loved that. And so now it's probably the ones who are quarantining are, for the most part, are me and my wife and our oldest daughter and her husband. So I think it's just going to be the four of us. So I have to recalibrate the whole Thanksgiving dinner too, because we usually have, you know, just a ridiculous huge turkey. And I've gone back and forth. This is a good one for the listeners, because I deep fried the turkey for many, many years. And then I decided that the cleanup was a little bit more trouble than it was worth. And, you know, we deep fried turkeys at the radio station with our friend, the state legislator, John Lovick. And we did that for charity for many, many years. Aww, and obviously we're not doing that this year. I know everybody misses that. And then, so I deep fried for many years, and then I've done the oven roasted many times. This year, for the first time, I was just looking at recipes last night. I think I'm going to try it on the smoker, and I'm going to try to smoke my turkey.
Fun. And
that's a whole new thing for me. I know.
Could you not, make plates for your daughters that are coming and put them out on the porch for them to pick up or something?
They don't care to come and spend the day with me. No, I'm not going to do anything for them.
Oh, I could.
Yeah. No, I could. I could. I think
plus more leftovers. What's bad about that?
Well, they're going to do a Friendsgiving, which I've heard about for years and years and years, and it just always sounded kind of sad and pathetic to me. But, They're going to do that this year. And I think they're going to together and with their friends. And so that's what they're doing this year. So they don't expose old dad. But so I'm going to smoke the turkey. I'd love to hear from our listeners who have done that. I'm going to use the Traeger. You can text me at 98973. And then there's one other story I saw today. Was there a Thanksgiving, one of the dishes that you absolutely have to have, Nicole, your family, and one that you always hated?
Well, I don't like stuffing. But yes, we always have stuffing, and I do not like stuffing. But I'm in charge of the canned cranberry and the fruit salad.
My wife makes a great stuffing, and I made sure that I could do stuffing in the bird if I smoke it. And you can, there is a recipe, so I can stuff the bird when I put it on the smoker. So we'll have the stuff. I love the stuffing. For me, I mean, the best is mashed potatoes and gravy. And none of my daughters like gravy, so we very rarely have gravy in the Monson household. And then there are a couple that my wife just makes for me because I remember it from my childhood. My aunt used to make an apple and banana salad, and all it is cut up pieces of apples and bananas in whipped cream. So we always have that on Thanksgiving. And the one thing I've banned that we always had when I was a kid was yams. sweet potatoes, which I've never tried in my life, but they look and sound disgusting to me.
Funny story, actually, because that I agree. I was never a fan of sweet potatoes, which were yams at the time, I believe. And then when I, probably 5 years ago, I finally like tried a bite and I used actual sweet potatoes. And now that's my specialty. And that's what I make for Christmas because we do a bigger Christmas than we do Thanksgiving. But I grew up, I wouldn't touch them.
I won't even try it. They just look, and that's part of my eating disorder. And I have a horrible eating disorder, but I won't even try something if I make up my mind that it looks bad. So I've never tried yams in my life, but I thought about that this morning because Cinnabon, which is a staple in all the malls, and they're having trouble hitting any sales targets because no one's going to the malls anymore. But Cinnabon, the smell, oh my gosh, the smell. And I would go get a Cinnabon cinnamon roll when I was 30 because I weighed 160 pounds and I could eat a Cinnabon. And I don't indulge like that anymore. But Cinnabon just announced today that they are going to start selling their signature frosting. And one of the things that they suggested, they said, like our frosting, you'll love our new limited edition signature frosting pint, available starting today in our bakeries and with delivery. And in the press release, they suggested that you put Cinnabon frosting on yams. And I can't think of anything. And like I said, if I tried it, I might find it delicious. But I could never get myself to even try a bite of that because it sounds so disgusting to me.
No, it tastes like candy. Once I added enough marshmallows and brown sugar, it tastes like candy. And that would be delicious with the frosting.
I wish I wasn't like this. I really do. I wish that I was a little more adventurous.
It's something you could work on.
I am working on it. There's a lot of stuff that I will try now that I wouldn't 10 years ago. Like mayonnaise. I wouldn't eat mayonnaise. And then I looked at all the ingredients and I realized I like all the component parts of mayonnaise and that my hatred for it was just irrational. So anyway, if you want, I'm not going to be doing this, but put some Cinnabon frosting on your yams and then just make sure you don't invite me to your Thanksgiving meal. Not like you would anyway. Okay, we've got lots more to do, a lot of other news to cover as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. Don't go anywhere. About 15, 20 years ago, there was a lot of angst as Walmart was going into smaller communities all around the country, and they were destroying the mom-and-pop stores. And one city that I'm quite familiar with is Chelan, where a Walmart went in several years ago, and when we had a vacation place over there, we used the Walmart a lot. But I also patronized, there was a little hardware store a little further toward the lake from the Walmart, in Ace Hardware. And I loved everything, and I still do. They're still going strong. But it was one of those hardware stores where you never knew what was going to be around the corner. And it was the way I remember hardware stores when I was a kid. But most importantly, the customer service was incredible. One year, I arrived at my vacation place without a key to my garage, and I needed to get in the garage to get all our water toys, and I went to the Ace Hardware in Chelan, and they loaned me a drill so I could drill out my lock and replace it because, you know, my vacation would have been pretty useless. And I wasn't going to drive all the way back to Seattle. But it was customer service that set them apart, the Ace Hardware. And I love that about them. I've never gotten that sense about pharmacies. You know, when I was a kid, there was a little pharmacy in my neighborhood, Otterson's Pharmacy, just a guy who lived in the neighborhood, and he was a pharmacist. And then there was a Pay and Save, which has gone belly up years and years ago. And now it's all Walmart and Rite Aid and Bartels. And I have a couple things I get every month, or I get, you know, 3 months supply every few months. And Amazon announced today that they are going into the pharmacy business. And so stock for Walgreens and Rite Aid tanked. Rite Aid bought out Bartels, the local company. Was that just last week or the week before? But I've never gotten a sense. You know, and I go into, I used to go to a Walgreens. And then they sold and became a, like a pet care place. And so I switched to the closest pharmacy, which was a Rite Aid. And I go in there, and it's just sad because the shelves are empty. And I have no idea how they're going to survive when they have so much square footage and so many empty shelves. And so I expect that Amazon's going to dominate that industry as well. And the stock market seems to agree as Walmart and Rite Aid stock got hammered today. Amazon was up just a tiny bit. But it's another example, whether it's Walmart or Amazon, of where the big dogs, they are just swallowing up. And usually, I think Amazon's going to be pretty efficient. They'll probably do a good job, and I may switch over. But I feel bad for all the local workers who are facing extermination because of it. Okay, we've got lots more to come. It's the Big Lead at 2 next here on the Dory Monson Show.